This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Let's talk entertainment. On tap this weekend, there's a Tyler Perry play on stage, a NASCAR exhibit, a comedian who's a South Carolina native, and this. That's Blondie with the group's 1980 smash hit, The Tide Is High. Now, Blondie won't be performing here, but you can expect to hear the group's songs this weekend at an event called Totally 80s. Joining me to talk about this event and others for this edition of Weekend in Entertainment is WSLC anchor Brittany Johnson. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Gwen.
So, Brittany, give us the 411 on Totally 80s.
Well, Gwen, just close your eyes. Think about the shoulder pads, the stirrup pants, you know, the big hair, hairspray, and then put it to music.
Oh, my.
And you can imagine how much fun they're expecting to have. The Charlotte Symphony Orchestra, along with two vocalists, are going to be bringing the 80s to life on stage. They're going to be playing hits by Blondie, Michael Jackson, Billy Joel. It is sure to be a blast from the past.
And sounds like a chance to dance a lot as well.
And I think you can dress the part as well. So don't be shy. They encourage people to dress up 80s style.
Okay, so when and where?
That is Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Knight Theater.
Okay. And just a few blocks away from the Knight Theater is the NASCAR Hall of Fame, where there's a limited time exhibit called RCR 50, Only in America. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is a pretty neat exhibit. It chronicles the story of Richard Childress Racing and its namesake, Hall of Famer Richard Childress. He's from Winston-Salem, and this exhibit shows over five decades of RCR's success. You've got the team members, the many people who helped build this dynasty, and they included current drivers in selecting some of the artifacts.
And one of the people who helped build the dynasty, as you said, is local icon Dale Earnhardt Sr., who recorded 67 wins under the RCR banner. Brittany, how long will the exhibit be on display?
The exhibit will be up until February 8th. But along with the exhibit, they will have an audio component available. That's online, and it has several episodes. That's where you can virtually walk through the exhibit, and then you can listen to the podcast-like series as well.
Well, that sounds like fun. So let's move on to comedy and theater. But staying uptown at the Spectrum Center, there's the Tyler Perry Madea Farewell Tour in town for two nights this weekend. Madea is actually saying goodbye.
Hard to believe, right? Can you believe it's been 30 years since Madea first took the stage?
It doesn't seem that long.
That's how long it's been since Tyler Perry has been forming that character, the character that made him famous for sure.
Well, let's listen to Madea, who's known for not just being a ride-or-die character, but an advice giver.
If somebody want to walk out of your life, let them go. Especially if you know you done everything you can do, you done sat around and been the best man or the best woman you could be, and they still want to go, let them go. Because half these people you be sitting around crying about it, worry about 2-3 years from now, you ain't going to even remember their last name. How many times you done seen folks somewhere, you be like, what the hell was I thinking?
That's Madea giving her brand of wisdom. Show dates and time?
On Saturday and Sunday, there are two shows each day, one in the afternoon and an evening performance as well.
Okay, so staying in the comedy vein, there's a performance by Marty Simpson at the Comedy Zone. Simpson is known as a clean comic, and he's also from Columbia, South Carolina, right?
Yes, he's our neighbor, and clean is correct. Think about family-friendly comedy here. Think about the jokes that maybe parents want to make and the kind they share amongst each other. That's his wheelhouse.
Well, let's listen to a bit of his routine.
A study was done in 2007 and found that the number one thing a child between the ages of 10 and 17 wants to hear from their parent after a game is, what are you doing swinging at the ball in the dirt? That's why young kids love having the grandparents at the game. Because grandma's like, I love watching you play. And Savannah's like, I struck out 3 times. And she's like, I loved all 9 swings.
That's Marty Simpson. What day and time will people be able to see him at the Comedy Zone?
Sunday, January 26th. The doors will open at 6. The show starts at 7 o'clock.
Also this weekend, there is the 16th annual Greater Charlotte home and landscaping show. A lot of folks look forward to this every year. Tell us about it.
I'm one of those folks.
Are you?
Okay. I am. It's cold outside, but it's going to feel like spring inside of the arena. They're going to have all kinds of displays set up where you can walk around and get ideas about decor. You'll have builders there. You'll have developers there. You'll have an HGTV star from the show Flippers who will be speaking as well. So people who love watching all those HGTV shows, it's going to bring it to life for them, and it'll be an opportunity for them to, of course, shop, but also to get some ideas about how they want to do their landscaping or some ideas about how to decorate for the spring. It'll be huge.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you, Gwen.
Brittany Johnson is a WSOC anchor.